This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best in Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick, joined by my esteemed colleague, Dr. Ernesto Lechner.
Hola, amigos. We have some great music for you today, including songs by Babasónicos, La Vida Bohème, and also, for better or for worse, Josh Norick's favorite band, Los Lobos.
Oh, that's so harsh, man. I love my heartland rock, and I love my Latin heartland rock. Anyway, kicking things off, we're going to be on a little bit of an 80s sounding tip. This is an artist from Monterrey, Mexico, who I released, I think, one of my favorite underrated, overlooked albums of last year. This is the former frontman of a group called Los Dynamite. His name is Ray Pila, and this song, No Longer Fun, is actually, in fact, quite fun, kind of new wave sounding. Mm-hmm. So let's check this out. This is Ray Pila, No Longer Fun, off the self-titled album Ray Pila.
It's time, so let's go. It's time, so let's go home. Everybody just dance, a sweet right through the door, and all the people that we used to know look like they've been on war with themselves, with their friends. They're still the same. It's time again. Special, 'cause you hang around the places where people go to impress, dress to keep, yeah, so they can steal. It's like a game, but no longer fun. No longer fun. No longer fun. And I used to cry about it. Used to laugh and shout it, but it's no longer fun.
Hi, I'm Henry from La Vida Bohème, and you're listening to the Latin Alternative. We'll be right back.
ha muerto, el sentimiento ha muerto.
¡Hey! ¡Hey!
El sentimiento murió, el sentimiento murió.
That was a shot of adrenaline into the present of Latin rock. A new band from Venezuela, politically active and musically omnivorous, that was La Vida Bohème. They have just released their debut album, which has been nominated for both a Latin Grammy and a Grammy Award. We listened to El Sentimiento Ha Muerto. Beautiful title, right, Josh, for a song?
Yes, would mean the feeling has died.
The feeling has died, El Sentimiento Ha Muerto. And that refers, you know, it has a symbolic meaning. It can mean being disillusioned with a political party. But it is also a veiled reference, very interesting, to a band, a Venezuelan band from the 80s, called Sentimiento Muerto, Dead Feeling. Everybody thought they were going to be the next great thing in Latin rock, but things didn't happen for them. So El Sentimiento Ha Muerto, the song, is also a reference to them.
And now we're going to focus on a song that speaks of happier times. I'm talking about a very vibrant group from Barcelona, Spain, the Pinkertones, an electronic act. This song is called Sonido Total. It came out actually back in 2006 on their debut album, Million Color Revolution. And in fact, at that time, they were unsigned. Their manager, Mark David, cornered me, literally, at the Latin Alternative Music Conference and was like, you need to hear this song and I'm going to make you watch the video. And normally, I admit, I'm not a big fan of demos being thrown at me, but this song blew me away. And in fact, we did sign them to Nacional Records, literally on the strength of this song.
And it's interesting, I think, that the Pinkertones now are really part of the history of the Latin alternative movement.
Yeah, I mean, they're not like a huge selling artist, but when you think of like innovative electronic music, you know, certainly these guys are at the forefront. And we're going to follow after Sonido Total with a cover of a Pinkertone song by Ritmo Machine, which is a project of Eric Bobo from Cypress Hill and the Chilean DJ Latin Bitman. They'll be covering a Pinkertone song, Sampleame. But first, let us check out the Pinkertones and Sonido Total.
A la inversa. 10 segundos y fuego. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0.
Sonido en el espacio. Silencio en mi cabeza. Rugido intergaláctico. Sonido en el espacio. Silencio en mi cabeza. Rugido intergaláctico.
Sonido total. Sonido en el espacio. Sonido total. Sonido
estereofónico.
Sonido total. Sonido en el espacio. Sonido total. Sonido
estereofónico.
Sonido en el espacio. Silencio en mi cabeza. Rugido intergaláctico. Sonido en el espacio. Silencio en mi cabeza. Rugido intergaláctico.
Era de la naturaleza.
No hay duda.
Sonido en el espacio. Silencio en mi cabeza. Rugido intergaláctico.
Sonido en el espacio. Silencio en mi cabeza. Rugido intergaláctico. Sonido.
Sonido en el espacio. Sonido total. Sonido
estereofónico. Sonido en el espacio. Sonido en el espacio. Sonido,
sonido total.
En el espacio.
Sonido en el espacio.
Silencio en mi cabeza.
Sonido
estereofónico. Sonido en el espacio. Sonido en el espacio.
Sonido total.
En el espacio.
Sonido en el espacio.
Silencio en mi cabeza.
Sonido
estéreo.
Here's an example of how we sound. Here's an example of how we sound. Here's an example of how we sound. Here's an example of how we sound.
We just heard a Latin alt cover of a Latin alt song, which is kind of a rarity. That was Ritmo Machine, the new project from Eric Bobo of Cypress Hill and the Beastie Boys with Chilean DJ Latin Bitman. They were taking on the Pinkertones track Sampleame, and this song is exclusively available, I believe. Oh, it's a digital-only release on the Pinkertones' new Best Of series, Amigos and Friends. They had a bunch of their amigos do covers of their tunes.
And now we're taking a journey into the world of Lalo Schifrin and John Barry and all those great film composers who wrote the themes for the spy movies of the 60s. Our tour guide today is Mr. Camilo Lara, also known as the Mexican Institute of Sound, from Mexico, of course. He was enlisted by the network A&E Latino to write the theme song for the television show El Luchador, and he came up with this wonderful tune, El Jefe, by Mexican Institute of Sound.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative, a full hour of the best of Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
This is The Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
This is Josh from The Latin Alternative, and for those of our listeners who are new to Girl in a Coma, the group is a trio of rockin' ladies from San Antonio, Texas, who are signed by Joan Jett to her Blackheart Records label. I'm joined today by Nina, Fanny, and is it Jen?
Yes,
I got it right. In your own words, how would you describe Girl in a Coma's sound?
We would say it's San Antonio rock. Yeah. And, you know, we just we're influenced by so many different genres of music. And you know, you take that and you try to make it your own. which I think that's what San Antonio does anyway. We, you know, we take things and we try to make it our own, whether it be like food, Tex-Mex food, you know, we're art. We've got a great art community there too. So we're an alternative rock band, I guess, but we like to say San Antonio anyway.
Now, one of the things we've always felt was important on the Latin Alternative was to not exclude U.S. artists who sing in English, especially since it's the language spoken by the overwhelming majority of today's Latino youth. As Latinas from Texas, how does your own heritage come across in Girl in a Coma's music? I know that a few years ago, you guys recorded a punk rock cover of Selena's Si Una Vez.
I think it had a lot to do with the way that we were raised. My grandfather was in a conjunto band called Trio BC, which is the name of our second record. And my father played with the Esteban Jordan drums, and we were just constantly surrounded by conjunto, Tejano, but then 50s rock. And so it's a big blend in our lives. And no matter what, you can't help but to avoid your culture. And, you know, we've learned to embrace it. You know, when you're younger, you're not paying attention to where you're from. And as we've grown older, we've definitely embraced who we are and where we come from and learned a lot about it. And now I think from the three of us, I'm the one who can speak the most Spanish, but all of us are really trying to learn now and really get there. And eventually we want to release a record in Spanish.
And let's talk about Girl in a Coma's influences. I definitely hear and appreciate the rockabilly and 50s influence on your music. And of course, there's a strong influence, I think, from 80s UK acts like the Smiths. In fact, the band's name comes from the Smiths song Girl in a Coma, Girlfriend in a Coma, excuse me. Tell us what kind of music each of you were listening to as kids and any influences from today that might also influence your songwriting process.
As a kid, I listened to a lot of bad music like Aqua and stuff and anything that was on the dance station. And then I listened to a lot of what Fonny and listened to because she's my older sister, like Nirvana and Morrissey and Smiths. And then as I got older, I really liked Mike Patton a lot and all of his stuff he does, and especially Jeff Buckley a lot, and Bjork, and Billie Holiday, Nina Simone.
Mine probably was just a lot of oldies around the house. Elvis Presley, Patsy Cline, Freddie Fender. My parents were big fans of music, and it was always on around the house and cleaning house, and it's just music everywhere.
I listened to a lot of punk rock. I met Jen over talking Nirvana. I had a Nirvana magazine, and we striked up a conversation in middle school. But I was also a big fan of Riot Girl. Like, I listened to Bikini Kill, Babes in Toyland. I still do, and I love 80s rock, too. The Smiths, always. Joy Division, a lot of that.
So I want to talk about the song Smart, which may very well be the most melodic Girl in a Coma track to date, and which sounds more like Manchester, England than San Antonio, Texas. It's from Girl in a Coma's latest album, Exits and All the Rest. Can you just tell us a little bit about that song? I love the video, too. So I always tell our listeners, you got to watch this clip, look it up on YouTube. But tell us about the song and the accompanying video.
Well, Smart originally was one of the last songs written for the album. I wrote it in the amount of time the song actually is. I just sent it to the girls really quick. And at the time, the lyrics were a little too happy because I said sunshine in it. Because Jen wasn't a fan of that, and then it changed it, and then she liked it. Then it became the song it is now.
So yeah, she changed the lyrics, and it's better now. We also did the video in San Antonio. We kind of were inspired by Depeche Mode, the Smiths, of course, the Queen is Dead video. We just wanted to do a video like that. We worked with Jim Mendiola again, and we told him our thoughts, and, you know, we just filmed around San Antonio, and it was a fun video. It took us 12 hours, and we shot it in Super 8.
We should all be so lucky to write a song in 4 minutes and shoot a whole video in 12 hours. Let's check out Girl in a Coma with the track Smart.
Place a ring upon a finger. I've never felt alone.
Now, I'm a big fan of rockabilly and oldies, so I definitely enjoyed your cover of Patsy Cline's Walkin' After Midnight from the Adventures in Coverland album. I can also easily see how, like, Social Distortion fans might appreciate your punk meets country kind of sensibilities. How'd you guys choose to cover that particular Patsy Cline track?
Well, like earlier, our families listened to a lot of older country kind of music, and Patsy Cline was definitely a main one around my household. Actually, Patsy Cline's Crazy was the first song I sang karaoke version with my mom in front of anyone when I was like 11 or something. And when we were picking out songs for Adventures in Coverland, we knew that we had to do a Patsy Cline cover. So it was kind of easy vibe to catch for all of us. And Jen directed the video for it.
Yeah, it was inspired by an Elvis movie called Roustabout. There's a shot where he's singing and behind him there's silhouettes. And I just wanted to do that, so...
Well, without further ado, let's check it out. Girl in a Coma's cover of the Patsy Cline classic Walkin' After Midnight.
I go out walking after midnight, out in the moonlight. Just like we used to do, I'm always walking after midnight, searching for you. I walk for miles along the highway. Well, that's just my way of saying I love you. I'm always walking after midnight, searching. Hey!
So I have to ask, how exactly did Joan Jett discover Girl in a Coma, and what's it been like to work with her?
In 2006, we were asked to do a documentary for the Spanish-English channel. It was Jimmy Mendiola who was producing it, and he followed us around for a week and just kind of filming like an up-and-coming band and what we were going through. There was supposed to be a surprise element. She showed up at the end of the show, and surprise, I'm Joan Jett, I'm going to give you advice, and then that would have been the end of it. She ended up coming to see us play later on that evening in New York at the Knitting Factory, and she liked us a lot. So as soon as we were done, she took us downstairs and asked if we wanted to be on the record label. So it was pretty quick. I mean, it was like a dream come true for a band for it to just happen like that. And we've been with her ever since. She's released all of our records. She's been great to us, and we're happy with Blackheart, definitely.
I read somewhere that Girl in a Coma had experienced some sort of racial profiling firsthand that we're seeing coming into place via discriminatory laws in states like Arizona and Alabama, and that led to you guys getting involved with organizations like Soundstrike and Voto Latino to help combat anti-immigrant legislation. Would you mind telling us what happened and how it affected you on a personal level?
Yeah, we were on tour and we were driving, and it was late. We had got a hotel room in Mobile, Alabama. We were like maybe 5 miles away, and we saw cop lights, and our tour manager, Michelle, was driving. So we're like, were you speeding? She's like, no, I wasn't. You know, he just stopped me. So they came up and they had flashlights. They were looking all in our van. There was two of them. The reason why they stopped us was they said they couldn't see the back. You know, there was too much luggage. And we're like, oh, okay, weird. And then, you know, they left us alone. But
yeah, we were like, Who are you? You know, what did we do? And he's like, oh, I'm Border Patrol. And I had no idea that Border Patrol could do that in Alabama. So I had learned about the law where if you're so far from borders that they have the right to do that. So it was very odd. And they pulled us over because we had a van full of stuff, and it was weird. So ever since then, it's, you know, we got involved with Soundstrike and learned a lot about what's going on in Arizona and in Alabama, and hopefully we can help out as much as we can with what we can do. It's getting pretty crazy.
Thank you. yesterday is over.
That was She Had a Plan, a wonderful, highly textured slice of Latin American rock and roll by our featured artist today, Girl in a Coma. And you know, I just love, what a great name for a band, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, they took their inspiration from a Smith song, Morrissey, Girlfriend in a Coma. You know, I love these chicks. They're signed by Joan Jett, and they're just rocking.
And that brings like a full circle, you know, to the Smiths, Morrissey, Mexico, rock and roll, everything together.
You're tuned in to the Latin Alternative.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit977.org.
You're listening to The Latin Alternative. I'm your co-host, Josh Norick. When I think Mexico and rock and roll, you know, I have to think of East LA's Los Lobos. And, you know, I saw them in concert at the Fillmore a few weeks ago. And it actually reminded me, these guys have such a big catalog, right? Like, I mean, you know, the people who are not necessarily familiar with their deeper catalog usually just know La Bamba. And then, you know, there's people who are big fans of their more experimental work, like Kiko from 1992. But I realized I had kind of overlooked some of their later records, too. And one of them was the album that came out, I believe, in like 2002, called This Time, and a certain song called High Places, which, Ernesto, you mock me sometimes for my love of heartland rock, which, of course...
Well, just a little.
Which, of course, spills into, you know, I have a Mellencamp obsession, it's true. And so Los Lobos are probably the Chicano answer to Mellencamp sometimes. And this song, though, I love it. It's got that kind of heartland rock, stomping groove attitude. This song, High Places, also has a great line. The advantage of being in a high places is that you never have to look up. You know, you can also take that as this other reference, perhaps, but anyway, I'm going to spin it. Let's check out Los Lobos, High Places, from the 2002 album, This Time.
High places is that you never
It's the Latin Alternative, an hour of Latin rock, funk, hip-hop, and electronic music.
Quiero denunciar a tu estilo para que este no engañe a otro idiota. El delirio que tu mera presencia coloca sobre mí. Pienso rodar a barranca abajo atado a ti. Y si pronto no cerramos trato, te escucharán desde lejos. Quiero renunciar a tu oído justo el día en que me llegue la hora. Contigo para hacerte sentir esas cosas por aquí. Pienso rodar a barranca abajo atado a ti. Y si pronto nos cerramos trato, te escucharán desde lejos, a kilómetros de aquí. Siendo mala en pelotas, porque sí. Conversemos un rato de lo que te interese más. Y si pronto no cerramos trato, tu gran epopeya tornará fugaz. Pienso rodar a barranca abajo atado a ti. Y si pronto no cerramos,
that was definitely one of my favorite songs of 2011. The song is Barranca Abajo, a melancholy, nostalgic tune by Argentina's Babasónicos, a band from the suburbs of Buenos Aires. And what I especially like, Josh, about this song is that perhaps it could have been recorded in the 70s by somebody like a Latin crooner like Sandro or even Palito Ortega or one of those guys, even Julio Iglesias. But then, of course, Babasónicos add the influence of glam rock and Roxy music and 80s synth pop. And then we have beautiful songs like Barranca Abajo from the album A Proposito.
That's funny. And since you're talking about Argentinian rock acts that, you know, have an indie side, but at the same time were probably influenced by their parents' music, like Julio Iglesias, there's an Argentinian-American artist that we play a lot of, Diego Garcia, who is one of my favorite artists from last year. And this song, You Were Never There, it's from his debut album, Laura. And if you like what you're hearing, please do follow us on Facebook at The Latin Alternative and on Twitter at Latin Alt.
Looking up at the sun, see all the cars standing still as they run. The day starts to fade, slip away out of sight. A flash in the sky, lighting up my dark night. You were never there. You were never there. You were never there. You were never there. Thank you.
I stayed awake all night, couldn't sleep at all, so I sang to her. Girl, you never cared, you were never there, because you never cared, you were never there, you were never there. You were never there. You were never there. You were never there.
We just heard Diego Garcia and the track You Were Never There from his latest album, Laura.
And now we're going to listen to a new song, finally, by an amazing Latin American female MC, one of the most important and transcendental artists in Latin hip hop from Chile, Ana Tijoux. And we're going to listen to the song Shock.
Venenos tus monólogos, tus discursos incoloros. No ves que no estamos solos. Millones de polo a polo, al son de un solo coro. Marcharemos con el tono, con la convicción que basta de robo. Tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro. Tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro. No, la hora sonó, la hora sonó. No permitiremos más, más tu doctrina del shock. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. 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 No países, solo corporaciones. ¿Quién tiene más, más, más acciones? Cosos gordos, poderosos. Decisiones por muy pocos. Constitución pinochetista. Derecho Pusdei, lindo fascista. Golpista disfrazado de un indulto. Elitista. Cae la gota, cae la bolsa, la toma, se toma, la máquina rota. La calle no calle, la calle se raya. La calle no calle, debate que estalla. Todo lo quitan, todo lo venden. Todo se lucra, la vida, la muerte. Todo es negocio, bajo tu tonto semilla. Pascuala, metido seguro. Venenos tus monólogos, tus discursos incoloros. No ves que no estamos solos. Millones de polo a polo, al son de un solo coro. Marcharemos con el tono, con la convicción que basta de robo. Tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro. Tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro. No, la hora sonó, la hora sonó. No permitiremos más, más tu doctrina del shock. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó, la hora sonó.
Miles de chilenos a la calle, mapuches, estudiantes y docentes reclamando al gobierno una mejor educación.
Golpe a golpe, verso a verso, con las ganas y el aliento, con cenizas, con el fuego del presente, con recuerdo, con certeza y con desgarro, con el objetivo claro, con memoria y con la historia, el futuro es ahora. Todo este tu ensayo, todo este laboratorio que a diario, todo este fallo, todo este económico modelo condenado de dinosaurio, todo se criminaliza, todo se justifica en la noticia, todo se quita, todo se pisa, todo se ficha y clasifica. Pero tu política y tu táctica, tu típica risa y ética, tu comunicado manipulado, ¿cuántos fueron los callados? Pago guanacos y lumas, pago guanacos y tunas, pago guanacos nos suman, ¿cuántos fueron los que se robaron las fortunas? Vienen los tus modos. monólogos, tus discursos incoloros. No ves que no estamos solos, millones de polo a polo. Al son de un solo coro marcharemos con el tono, con la convicción que basta de robo. Tu estado de control, tu trono podrido de oro, tu política y tu riqueza y tu tesoro. No, la hora sonó, la hora sonó. No permitiremos más, más tu doctrina del shock. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó, la hora sonó. La hora sonó, la hora sonó.
Hi, this is Fanny.
And this is Jen.
And this is Nina.
And we're Girl in a Coma, and you're listening to Latin Alternative.
I'm Josh Norick for The Latin Alternative. The technical producer is Dave Michaels for WEXT. The Latin Alternative is a production of Josh Norick and Exit 97.7 WEXT Amsterdam, a listener-supported service of WMHT Educational Telecommunications.
This is the Latin Alternative Podcast from Exit 97.7 WEXT. Visit us online at exit97.7.org.